Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County considers measures to address Jake brake noise complaints. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County Road and Bridge is exploring ways to reduce the noise caused by truck engine brakes, or Jake brakes, on North Garner Lake Road after complaints from residents. The Gillette News Record reported while truckers use the route to bypass town, the noise has been a concern. The city of Gillette prohibits the use of these vehicle engine compression brakes within the city limits, but Campbell County has no rule against it, so it can't legally tell drivers to not use those brakes. Campbell County Road and Bridge Director Kevin Geis is considering installing speed signage to encourage truckers to slow down, potentially reducing the need for Jake brakes. However, sign installations such as flashing stop signs can cost up to $3,200. Geis also pointed to a possible speed study to evaluate the effectiveness of a speed limit change to the area. Weston County pushes for local legislative districts amid legal concerns. Weston County commissioners voted at a special commission meeting on Tuesday to appoint two legislators for newly created local districts, a controversial move that could lead to legal challenges. According to Cowboy State Daily, Chair Don Taylor expressed at the meeting he anticipates a lawsuit over the legality of creating county-level legislative districts rather than waiting for the state. Taylor said people in Weston County believe it's unconstitutional that the county doesn't have legislators that solely represent the county and believes the county has to take matters into their own hands after being ignored for decades on the issue. Despite limited public attendance, the commissioners appointed Carl Lacey and former county attorney Bill Curley to serve in the State House and Senate. Commissioner Nathan Todd, who agrees with the sentiment behind the push for direct representation but doesn't agree with the aggressive approach the county is taking, said he chose not to attend Tuesday's meeting to try and prevent a quorum from being present to vote. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.